You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Coming to you from the friendly confines of Peak North, I am your gracious and humble host, Derek G., welcoming you to another episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Coming up on today's show, ever since Sam Presti decided to describe the Thunder season in two words, capability and inconsistency, it seems like we can always find another two words to describe the Thunder season or their offseason or how the fans are feeling about this in particular offseason. So I will give you those two words coming up in segment number one. Plus, we'll discuss why Sam Presti needs to take a page out of Daryl Morey's book and put everything on the table. Plus, are there a couple of guys, and one I am thinking about in particular, that you need to pick up the phone and call Daryl Morey about that would be a good fit maybe for Oklahoma City and an even better fit for Houston, why the trade could work out, and if it doesn't, why you might not lose much if you're the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're also, if you think about it right now, just for a second, go with me on this. We are looking at some of the most exciting weeks in the NBA coming up over the next, five or six? You're going to have one of the best NBA finals between Golden State and Toronto, or at least you have the most intriguing finals, maybe, that we're going to see in a few years, plus free agency that could change the entire dynamic of the league, and then you've got the draft coming up, so we'll talk about all that in segment number two, and then in segment number three, the Thunder have been given 40-1 odds to get Kevin Durant back. So how would that look? My name is Eric G. I work for Maven.io. Check it out. Check out Thunder Maven at basketballmaven.io/thunder. And if you like what you hear, download the Himalaya app to your smartphone. And when you get into your car, tell your smart device to play the Locked On Thunder podcast. It's free. It's easy. It's super to use and has every single podcast you're looking for. And today's show is being brought to you by the good folks of Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded. Sam Presti at his exit interview said the Oklahoma City Thunder basketball season had two words to describe it, capability and inconsistency. And he was dead on, especially with the inconsistency part. But if you're looking at Oklahoma City Thunder fans as they are looking at this offseason, here are two words or sort of words that describe what Thunder fans are feeling right now. Anxiety. It is an anxiety-filled offseason because every single Thunder fan knows that you are in no man's land and there are no easy fixes to make this team a championship contender unless Sam Presti is able to pull a rabbit out of his hat and create some offseason trades and maybe deal that 21st draft pick and turn that into somebody who could possibly help the Thunder with wing play, or a couple of somebodies that could help the Thunder with wing play. Plus, Russell Westbrook's another year older. He's undergone another surgery. And so it brings a lot of anxiety to where Thunder fans don't really know where this team is going over the next few months. The other thing that it comes with this year is unexcitement. That's another way I would describe this Thunder offseason, because for the first time in years, there's not an overwhelming storyline where there's just a bunch of information being pumped out every day. And even though there wasn't necessarily Paul George information being pumped out every day last year, it was still something you looked forward to because you had Paul George. Is he going to visit the Lakers? What can Sam Presti do? Can Russell recruit him? There were all these theories and all these topics and all these branches off the tree where you could go. And this year now, we're just left with speculation because the Thunder happen to be the tightest-lipped ball club in the NBA. Maybe outside the San Antonio Spurs, but the Thunder are very tight-lipped. And right now, we're just kind of left scratching our head waiting to see what the next move Sam Presti will make. And one of the next moves he should make, if Sam Presti is any sort of GM, and you have to think that he is to pick up the phone and call Daryl Morey of the Houston Rockets and inquire about Eric Gordon. Also, Sam Presti needs to take a page out of Daryl Morey's book. Daryl Morey, if you haven't read the latest from Gene Wojnarowski, that the Rockets are putting everything on the table. He is disgusted with the fact that the Rockets have not won a championship, so Chris Paul, despite that contract and him being in his mid-30s, is up for trade. That means Eric Gordon, and even James Harden could possibly be traded if somebody were to make the Rockets the right offer and Daryl Morey were to feel that it would help his team. This is what Sam Presti has to be thinking about right now. And as much as he wants to be like the San Antonio Spurs and not punch the panic button or the reset button and put yourself into a situation where you never quite have to rebuild, you just cast off players every few years, add other parts, and just kind of go along, and one day your fan base wakes up and the team looks totally different than what it did 5 years ago, but yes, you're still successful. Well, that's great, and it's worked for San Antonio, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work for Sam Presti. Plus, Sam Presti is always, well, at least over the last few years, and I think even you go back to the Kendrick Perkins deal, which was somewhat splashy when he made it then, Sam Presti's just had a knack for making splashy deals. So this is when you pick up the phone, and this is when you call and you inquire about a guy like Eric Gordon. I'd go ahead and ask about James Harden as well. There's no reason not to ask James Harden, but I would think that that would not only mean that you're giving up pick 21, but you're also probably giving up Paul George in exchange for James Harden, and I don't see either team really wanting to make that deal, but who knows? And if you think you can get Harden back and get this fan base excited, I would be for it if you could. I don't think James Harden is necessarily an upgrade over Paul George, but it would get the fan base excited, and it would be something that'd be a lot of fun to talk about. All right, I'm digressing. Let's get back to what's at hand here, and that is Eric Gordon. That guy has to become your target now for the next few weeks. And here's how you get Eric Gordon. First and foremost, if the Rockets are truly wanting to part with a guy like Chris Paul, this means that they are going to need a point guard. You have that asset in Dennis Schroeder, who proved this year that he could not only handle playing starters' minutes, but when put in a starter's role, is a guy that could dictate the pace of play and where the ball goes. And I think him and James Harden on the floor together would be a tremendous combination. They would complement each other very well. So you could certainly sell Daryl Morey on getting a guy like Dennis Schroeder, who's younger than Chris Paul, who's going to be around for a while. He's under contract for the next few years, and it certainly seems very enticing from the Rockets' standpoint. Eric Gordon, because the Thunder so desperately need wing help, despite the fact that he's 30, becomes a very interesting prospect because he's only got 1 year left on his contract. So now you've set yourself up with an expiring contract. The money that he's making is, I think, about $1 million less than what Dennis Schroeder is making. So that's going to save you a little cash there. You're getting some desperate wing help that you need that you can automatically plug into the starting lineup with Russell Westbrook and Paul George. Despite the fact that that is an aging lineup, it's still a lineup that should be pretty darn effective. And from a point guard standpoint, that's when you take a guy like Juwan Evans, if you are interested in him, and you can certainly see during the first few weeks of the season, you slide Juwan Evans into that backup point guard spot for Russell Westbrook, see if he works out, and if not, that's when you go out and you either make a move at the trade deadline or try and sign somebody who didn't get signed or may have got jettisoned at the end of training camp, but it certainly opens options for you. And with that expiring contract that Eric Gordon has, and another reason I love this because I'm all about the expiring contract, is if the Gordon experiment were not to work out, if for some reason he were to come into Oklahoma City, he wouldn't be able to gel, then you could trade him at the deadline. And somebody's going to want him as a guy that can maybe help put them over the top and get them across the finish line at the end of the season and maybe help them out in the playoffs. And they'll take on that contract. Plus, you may be able to pick up an asset that actually has more years and is younger for that particular guy. So there's a lot of upside to it. It feels like a little bit of a pipe dream when you start throwing out something out there that is too good to be true. Usually it is, But if I'm Sam Presti, this is where I'm starting to think now. And if Houston is so desperate to hit that reset button or make multiple changes, the other thing that I'm trying to do if I'm Sam Presti is take a page out of Bill Belichick's book. Which if you look at what Belichick did during his time in the AFC East, and go read Michael Holley's book, Brady and Belichick, it's freaking fascinating. It's a great read, even if you hate the Patriots. But he talked about through the draft, what Bill Belichick tried to do through the draft was trade within the division, ultimately to decimate the division. Now, you give a guy like Dennis Schroeder to the Houston Rockets, I don't think it necessarily decimates him. It probably only helps them, and it might even make them better than you. But that's something that you've got to also constantly think about. Although in basketball, it's generally not as ruthless as it is in the NFL, and it's a lot harder to do simply because there's less people. It's all about superstars, and it seems to me that the GMs in the NBA are smarter than the GMs in the NFL, and they just don't make as many dumb moves as NFL GMs make. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up next, we'll talk a little bit more about what, well, actually, we'll talk about the next few weeks in the NBA and why it is going to be so exciting, why if you're an NBA fan, there might not be a better time of year. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. And I would encourage you, if you're down with this podcast or any of the other podcasts in the Locked On Podcast Network, do me a huge favor. Download the Himalaya app to your phone. All you got to do is go to the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. It's free, it's easy, it's super to use. And every single podcast you want, Himalaya has. The cool thing about Himalaya, this is the thing I really like about Himalaya, is that it will curate a playlist for you. So based on what you're listening to, it'll give you a new playlist every day. That's Himalaya, just like the mountain range. Check it out and download that to your smartphone. Get into your car. Tell your smart device to play the Locked On Thunder podcast. Also, thanks to Untuck It for sponsoring the Locked On Thunder podcast. If you are looking for a great Father's Day idea, and I'm not only talking to you, if you're trying to give your wife hints or your girlfriend or me, I'm trying to give my wife a big hint right now, untuckit.com. Don't try and be like me and wear the shirts that are not made to be untucked, untucked with the sport coat and the jeans and try and look cool when you're out covering games, because ultimately it's just a fashion fail. Of course, I cover Russell Westbrook, and anything next to Russell Westbrook is an ultimate fashion fail. But if I had Untuck It, I'd look a hell of a lot cooler. So if you're looking for a great Father's Day idea, the shirts are specifically designed to look great untucked. They make you feel comfortable. So whether it's the weekend, whether it's that business meeting that you're going to with clients, or you're just trying to impress your next date, go to untuckit.com, use the promo code NBA, and get 20% off. You're listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, where we try and get you out in about 22 minutes. If that, sometimes we go a little bit longer, but we understand you've got to drive to work. We want to get it wrapped up for you, so whether it's going to work or whether it's coming from home, we want you listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast or any of the great podcasts that we have on the Locked On Podcast Network, like Locked On Raptors and Locked On Warriors, which will be really good to listen to as you get ready for the NBA Finals in these next few weeks. That it, look, if you're just a sports fan in general, these next 2 weeks are going to be about as fun as you are going to see through an entire year, even if you're not a hockey fan. And I know we don't have Locked On NHL, and far be it for me to pimp another league while I'm doing an NBA podcast, but this Bruins Blues series, which is all tied up at one, and last night went into overtime, and the Blues won their first Stanley Cup final playoff game in franchise history last night. Plus, they're a big, physical, fast, hard-hitting team. It's going to give the Bruins all sorts of fits over the next few nights. Could end up going six, could end up going seven. You alternate that with what is the most compelling NBA Finals that we are going to have in years. And here's the reason why I say that. Let me jump into that. Okay, real quick. This is why I say this is the most compelling NBA Finals we will have in years. One, let's hope Kevin Durant doesn't play. From a viewer standpoint, and I'm not, look, this is not my typical wish anything ill on Kevin Durant, even though every time he comes into the peak, I'm always wishing ill on him. Not wishing anything ill on Kevin Durant, but as a fan of the NBA, who sort of checked out after the Thunder got dismissed from the playoffs, I want a finals that keeps me hanging on. I want something that gives me content to talk about every single day that's exciting, that it's fun, that we try and figure out the chess match between Nick Nurse and between a guy like Steve Kerr. I want that finals. And if Kevin Durant doesn't play, we finally get to see a Golden State team who really hasn't faced any pressure since being up 3-1 against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we saw how that worked out for them. They crumbled without Kevin Durant. I want to see if this time, if they're facing some adversity, can they actually overcome it? Plus, I think it makes Golden State a more exciting team. You've got Kawhi Leonard. Some people are saying that he might be the best player in the world right now, and he has the opportunity to prove that against a team like Golden State. Steph Curry is almost a sense. What I feel bad for Steph Curry is we tend to forget about Steph until KD's gone. And now we remember the brilliance of Steph Curry and what he can do. A guy like Klay Thompson, as much as we hate him here in Oklahoma City, when KD's on the court, we forget that Klay can be so deadly and can get hot and can single-handedly sink you just as much as a guy like Kevin Durant can. And then there's Draymond Green. The other thing that really just intrigues the hell out of me is whether or not we will see DeMarcus Cousins come back. And if you don't see DeMarcus Cousins come back, I honestly really believe that this is where Toronto can beat up Golden State, is on the inside, because I don't think they've got an answer for Gasol. And Pascal Siakam, who's had a just breakout tremendous year, and what we saw from him in Oklahoma City when they played the Raptors is he's a guy that can beat you in so many different ways. He can beat you on the baseline. He's good defensively. The guy can shoot. He's the big X factor in this series for me. And I don't know that Golden State can contain him enough for him not to have some big moments. So you're looking at if, and it is all predicated on KD not coming back. Because if Durant comes back, I do think that this is a quick series for Golden State. But if KD isn't coming back, we're looking at 6-7 games minimum. And you alternate that with what's going on in the NHL. And just every night, it's get your popcorn ready, man. Ice the beers down. Invite your friends over. And you can't help but get excited. And people call this the dead time of year. Well, maybe it's not your specific team that's getting talked about now, but there is certainly no lack of entertainment. And once you have all that, I mean, and think about all the drama that's going on around the NBA right now. You've got the Laker drama. You've got LeBron James supposedly already trying to recruit a guy like Kawhi Leonard. Maybe he's stepping out and talking to Kevin Durant. Then you've got the draft coming up. You've got an NBA offseason where this league is going to drastically change over the next few weeks. I say that with a little bit of caution because there is part of me that thinks Kevin Durant ultimately comes back to Golden State, and Kawhi, if you win a championship, may sense that Toronto's got something really special, so he signs on for a few more years with Toronto, and everything kind of stays intact, and maybe, unfortunately, we get a Toronto-Golden State rivalry, which none of us here in Oklahoma City want, but that could be very entertaining because you think Toronto would attract some free agents as well if they've got an opportunity to win. Then there's the draft. And I didn't even mention, going back to the first segment here real quick, that if Sam Presti is going to go after a guy like Eric Gordon and it means giving up pick number 21, I'm all right with that because there isn't anybody at 21, whether it's Matisse Thybulle or Tyler Hero or anybody else the Thunder can get, that I'm real excited about at this time. Because that's not what this team needs. Unless it's just some rookie phenom that's going to come in and shoot lights out and not hit a rookie wall, I'm willing to give that up if it means getting a veteran player and getting the Thunder either some wing help or some major bench help as well. I'm ready to see some drastic moves from Oklahoma City. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. So it's 40-1 that KD comes back to Oklahoma City. What would that ultimately look like? Well, we'll talk about that next here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Don't forget to download Himalaya to your phone, and then when you get into your car, tell your smart device to play the Locked On Thunder podcast. It's Himalaya. It's free, super easy to use, and it's got every single podcast you want, like Locked On Thunder, like Locked On Warriors, Locked On Raptors, Locked On Red Sox for you baseball fans out there, Locked On Yankees for guys like me. It's the Himalaya app. Download it to your phone and listen to the Locked On podcast in your car. Also, today's show being brought to you in part by Grip 6 Belts, the ultra lightweight with no holes, no flap, great belt. Now, that is a great Father's Day gift idea as well. That belt buckle sits flat. They're very stylish. The belts themselves are very comfortable. So go to GripTheNumber6.com and then enter the promo code L-O-C-K-E. Go to GripTheNumber6.com/L-O-C-K-E and get 20% off your first purchase. We're finishing things up here today on the Locked On Thunder podcast. I cannot thank you enough for joining me today. And I've got some very exciting news coming up this week. And hopefully I can tell you about that on Monday. But if I can't, you just have to wait for it. And then I'll be able to tell you about it a little bit later on. But as we finish up today, I was looking at the odds for where Kevin Durant could end up. And I always like to check to see if Oklahoma City's on that on Vegas' radar, and they are at 40-1. And money-wise, I don't even know how you make that happen without moving Paul George. From a cohesion standpoint, I don't know how you make it happen without moving Russell Westbrook. Which brings me to this, and we talk about what this would look like, is after having 3 years of Russell Westbrook and no Kevin Durant, and two of those with Paul George, and Paul George having an MVP season, what we've really come to, the overriding question that we've got as Thunder fans is it time to move on from Russell Westbrook? Are you okay as a Thunder fan if they move on from Russell Westbrook? And would you give up Russell Westbrook to bring back Kevin Durant? 2 years ago, the answer to that question was overwhelmingly no, because from an emotional standpoint, everybody was pissed off at Kevin Durant for going to Golden State. And if you're still that way like I am, I can't say that I blame you. With Russ starting to age, with Russ's game not exactly suited to what the NBA is becoming, at least for a guy that is in his 30s, and Kevin's game being suited to play for years and years from now, I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that most Thunder fans, if they were being completely truthful, even if they are still holding a grudge, would trade KD for Russ right now. Guarantee they would do that. And if that's something that Sam Presti would have to do to make that happen, I hate to say it, I'd be on board with it, because I do think it gives the Thunder a much better shot to win the playoffs. Win a championship. All that being said, I've also never been a guy that is judged everything by ultimately championships. I just know ultimately what fans want. Ultimately, what I want as a fan is to know every year that the team's going to be competitive, and if they got a chance, generally that's happy. I'm happy with that, especially in the second smallest market in the NBA. But I know that that's not good enough for Thunder fans. And personally, me, no, I don't want Kevin Durant back. I would much rather ride or die with Russell Westbrook and Paul George and go to the end of Russ's career, as bitter as that end may be, and not have a championship, but have at least had fun and not felt like in some sort of way we were sellouts. However, that doesn't always bring you the flag, and that flies forever. And that's how I think it would have to look. I don't think that if Kevin Durant wanted to come back to Oklahoma City, you'd see a big three with Russ, KD, and Paul George. Maybe you could. Maybe you could see that. Paul moves to the four. Jeremy Grant moves to a bench role. And just money-wise, what the Thunder are willing to pay in luxury tax, who knows at this point. But that's a hefty load to pay. But if somehow you could make that happen, yeah, Thunder fans will be all aboard for it. But for me, I think Kevin is so far away from what he was here in Oklahoma City as a person, and I don't know that he could come back and just systematically fit into Oklahoma City and act like nothing happened, considering how much has gone on with him. I think for him, he just has to move on. And what Kevin Durant is psychologically running from is all this baggage that he's built up and all this criticism, and that he's finally looking for that safe haven. And I think he does have a safe haven in Golden State if he can just accept what it is. I don't think going to Los Angeles, going to New York is going to make that any better, especially if for some reason you turn out to play with LeBron James. And let's say you don't bring the next championship, then you're just one more guy that failed in New York. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll also be back this weekend. And until tomorrow, may God bless you and your family. Everybody love everybody. Peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.